As a media and communications major at the University of Washington, Bothell, I couldn't understand why our administration had given up our only opportunity at getting the low-power FM license. I wanted to know more, and fortunately, I found someone who could help.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just reviewing what the key bits are here. So many things happened.
It's my pleasure to introduce Amishon Toft. He's an assistant professor at the University of Washington, Bothell, and the lead advisor for U-Wave Radio.
The Local Community Radio Act was passed in 2010, and it meant that the FCC would be opening a window for new radio station applications.
In 2013, a group of students at the University of Washington, Bothell, refused to miss out on this incredible opportunity. They took the initiative and filed an application to the FCC.
A lot of work went into the application itself. We had to work with an engineer to do a study around where the tower would be located, how many watts, what kind of antenna to use, all to prove to the FCC that we would not cause interference with other stations and that we would be a good steward of the public airwaves.
The station was then approved for a construction permit, which meant as long as they followed the FCC's 18-month timeline, they would be granted a license to get on the FM dial. Despite a few bumps in the road, U-Wave was ready to do whatever it took in order to succeed. The students completed the tasks on the timeline, and they were able to get
over $35,000 in external grant funding for the FM component of an existing internet radio station that we've been running since 2012. Those pieces were not appreciated, apparently, in their assessment of whether this was of value to the university and to the community. I don't happen to share that position. And after the chancellor said no, the faculty in the School of Interdisciplinary Arts and Sciences also stated that they did not agree with the chancellor's assessment of the feasibility of the project.
Unfortunately, no matter what they did, the administration continued to provide minimal to no support. And surprisingly, the final decision to send the license back was made in a room with no students and no chancellor present. Next, I made my way to downtown Seattle to visit the KNKX office and the former station manager, Gracelyn Shibayama.
Ed's in there doing ATC right now.
Hi, Ed.
When I got to U-Wave, it was already in the process. I was there to help submit some of the applications. When we found out that we were not going to be able to get our license, we tried to just rally the student body to say, no, this is something that we need.
Grayson expressed appreciation for the experience, but was extremely disappointed with the outcome.
The administration just didn't care. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for that school, for that community, and it's really upsetting that that was taken away because of someone that didn't find it as important as the rest of us did.
I met Namoka Trice in between classes. She is the current station manager at U-Wave Radio and was also involved in the fight for the LPFM license.
I more came in at the butt end of it when I was kind of fighting to push forward and keep the license.
She said that the university still isn't providing the support that the station needs.
You know, somebody could say, okay, yeah, well, you still have the streaming and you still have all of these things. I still don't feel like U-Wave is being even supported with those. I feel like there's a little brush over to say, yeah, we're going to support those. But this should have a full-on staff position. This is a University of Washington, Bothell, and I think it should be held to a higher standard, period. Shouldn't be, can you make money off the radio? You're already making money off the students. Can the students learn a trade so when they leave here, they can make money? That's the question.
Once again, Amishon Toft.
So at this point in the station's development, we now have no opportunity for an FM station. So I think in terms of an organization, we're really struggling with where to go next. And I've been impressed and appreciative for the strong leadership that Namoka and others in the station have brought to try and see a path forward. So I'm excited about this point in time when the station can revision itself and understand what kind of role it wants to play on campus and to talk across the diversity we have such a privilege to experience here.
The station still runs as an online platform. However, with a little help from the university, U-Wave has the potential to thrive. To listen or to learn more about U-Wave, find them online at uwave.fm or contact them at 425-352-WAVE. Reporting from the University of Washington, Bothell, my name is Isabel Conrad.